Good morning. How are you? I have a message for you this morning. And there's not my message. It's the Holy Spirit the message. Amen. Amen. It's up to you to take it or to leave it. So my responsibility to obedient to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Holy Spirit to give me this message to give it to you. So sometimes some people are not lucky, some people are lucky. So it depends on you. But are you going to quote the Bible? Amen. The Bible will give you the message from the Lord. That the Holy Spirit wants you to know something really important for everyone of us. On the end of this message, I will invite you all to come to pray for you because I believe that God is preparing a way to meet to Him. Amen. So if you have your Bible and you want to join it with me, it's Amos, chapter 4, verse 12. Amos, is this correct? Amos, all right. Amos, amen. Amos 4, 12. This is what he said. He said, therefore, that will I do for you people of Israel, because I will do it to you, prepare to meet you, God, O people of Israel. From behalf, for the formal amount of God has created the mount and created the wind and declare with his mouth the man life. He making the moon to be dark, and there is the higher place in the earth that the Lord God of yours, that's his name. I would like to take you to a New Testament verse, Matthew 24. And I could read it for you from verse 36. This is the word of Jesus. But that the day of no one know, not the angel on the heaven, nor even the Son, but the Father only. But the day of Noah was so similar, they will come to the Son of Man. For us, the day of before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marry, and giving marriage and divorce until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and then not know until the flood come and took them all away. So also the coming of the Son of Man will be dissimilar. The two men will be on the field. One will be taken away, another one left behind. Two women will be grinding on the mills. One will be taken, another one left behind. Therefore, for do thou know when the Lord is come? We do not know when the Lord come. I wanted to share with you, and please be very careful, because some people think this is about the religion, but it's not about the religion. What I wanted to say to you this morning is prepare to meet God. It's very important for everyone in us. Prepare your life to meet God. That's what this message is coming from. Prepare your life to meet God. And like I said, Amos 4:12, therefore, that will I do unto all the people of Israel. This is God speaking. Prepare to meet God. Prepare to meet God is very, very important. And today, you and I, we're going to hear about why we needed to prepare our life to meet God. You lucky or not, let me say that again, you lucky or not, you will meet God. It's nothing to do with religion, or nothing to do with the church, or nothing to do with you going to church, you're not going to church. This message is coming from the Word of God. It's very, very important because He's speaking to you and speaking to me. To prepare a life to meet God. Prepare to meet God is very important. And I believe that you lack or you don't lack it to meet God, you need to confront Him. You need to stand before His throne. The Bible said the white throne, and that He's seated on this throne, and His Son Jesus is next to Him on the right. My message for you this morning, to be very careful, because you will remember this message one day. You will remember if you're not ready to meet God. Prepare to meet God. The first question I would like to ask you, why we should meet God? Why we should prepare to meet God? Well, the answer is very, very simple. The reason why we should prepare to meet God is simple. Because we all are going to Him. We like it or not. And the day will come. I don't know who is going first or who is going later. I'm not sure who is die first or who die later. But the one thing I know, sometime a young man, he leave this world with no reason. A young woman, he die without any reason. A little girl, a little boy, he die without any reason. And we don't know why this thing is happening. Because only God knows. He got you die on this world. Let me remind you of very important things. That you and I, we don't know when we go. I want to tell you a story that very, very familiar to all of us. A young lady a few years ago was living across the road from here. And she wasn't all very well from her church. But she would not believe in God. Actually sent her daughter to a Sunday school. Her daughter was every day here at the church. But one day I was talking to her, having coffee with her. And she said, I'm not a religious girl. Leave it across the road. Hear the music at play. Hear the message at preaching. Hear the message at teaching. And she came across to pick up her daughter. One morning she went to work. And she working, and she work all the day, and she come home, and no indication there is anything wrong with her. Her boyfriend ring and said, we go out for a coffee tonight. And she said, give me half an hour, I go to the shower. And when I finish, you come pick me up. And so we going to have a coffee tonight. And I remember well, the car, the boyfriend was outside there, and they start to beat him, but nobody coming out. Eventually decided to come out of the car to go to the house where she was there, sitting on the lounge, completely dead. Young lady left her daughter behind. You and I, we don't know. I remember the day of the funeral. I went to the funeral. And the celebrant was preaching, was saying, doing the funeral. He was a Christian. And after this ceremony of the funeral service, I said to him, why you don't mention God? He told me, he said, they told me not to mention the name of God. You like it or not, you will go before God. You can go as a savior or you can go as a judge. You will stand before Him and nobody can escape you from the presence of the living God. Because He created you. If you believe it or not, you will go before Him and you stand before Him. The only question I will ask you from God's mouth, what have you done for my son Jesus? That is the only question. They will ask you. You can try to talk about, oh, I went to Pastor Tony Church. You know, there's no interest in that. Interest only what you've done with the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's what's interesting. The Bible sent us a message very clear. Very, very clear. Jesus is speaking in Matthew 24, verse 36. But the day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angel on the heaven, only the Father, He knows the day when you will go to meet Him. in verso 36. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the day of Noah. That's what Jesus said. What is the day of Noah? In verse 38, for that those days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, dancing, marrying, divorcing, remarrying, do whatever they like that the devil wanted you to do. But the Bible said in verse 39, they do not understand what they was doing. The old way, they don't understand it. But Jesus said, the man of God, he'll come just like that, unexpectable. In verse 40, Jesus said, there will be two men in the hill, on the working place. They're talking about, they're working together. One will be taken, one left behind. In verse 41, he said, there are two women in the graving on the mills. They're doing together things, they're working together, they'll be there they're to grinding. Jesus said, two, they are together. One will be taken, another one they're leaving behind. Then they said, two people sleep on the same bed, one will be taken, another one will leave it behind. It's a terrible thing. One taken, another one leave it behind. You know, husband and wife, you're not responsible for your wife or your husband or so. You are responsible for your own. One was taken, another one left it behind. Those things, the Lord Jesus said, get ready. Because no one know, the apostles said to Jesus, Lord, tell us when these things are happening. And Jesus replies, no one knows, not even the angel on the heaven. Only my Father, he knows. Only God knows the end of the day. If you die without prepare your life for Jesus, if you die without prepare to meet Jesus, you will remember my message tonight. Because you like it or not, you will meet him. On the front is the throne, the white throne. The Bible telling us in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, I want you to read it. When you have an opportunity, open the Bible, Revelation 20, and read it, the whole chapter, and you see the judgment of God. You like it or not, you're standing before the throne of Jesus. Jesus said it very clear that his Father don't do any judge, but he give it to his Son. Because his Son is on the right hands. And when you be there, he will say, welcome, my faithful servants. Or maybe say, I don't know you, where you come from. I don't know you. Oh, you know, I went to International Christian Church. Well, Pastor Tony was a good preacher. He loved the people. He even bring bread for us at home. Unfortunately, they will not give you any chance because Jesus said, well, I don't know you. Because the only one you can make that decision to meet God is yourself and nobody else. I cannot do it for you. Nobody else. You are the only one that can make that decision today to get ready to meet the Lord Jesus. Because if you don't, something happened to you, then it's going to be too late. I went to see one of the older sisters last night, yesterday at the nursing home. She knows me for years. Most of their family was there because she wasn't feeling well. I knocked on the door, I went in and said, family, they don't really know me very well. But she recognized my voice. She said, Pastor Tony. I said, well, how are you? How are you doing? So she said, no, very well. And she pointed the finger at the Christmas card that I sent to her in Christmas, and she indicated that it will be the last Christmas card. No, I said to her, don't worry, God knows they die. So I'm not sure if her family was accept that, but I pray for her. I got her hands on my hand. And I pray for God to comfort her. We don't know the day. We don't know if it happened today, tomorrow. Whatever happened, is God knows. Amen. God knows. My message for you today is this. Prepare. Prepare to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. But Pastor Tony, how are we going to prepare? Friend, let me ask this again. If you're not convinced what I'm talking about this morning, I want you to read Revelation chapter 8. Read it and believe that you will meet God. You will meet God. You like it or not, you will meet God. But Pastor Tony, how are we going to meet God? How am I going to do it? Let me tell you something. It's very important. Very important that you meet God personally. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, they said, all we have is sin, and that we are short of the glory of God. All we have is sin. All we have is sin, and we are short of the glory of God. So that's why God Himself is sending Jesus for your sin, for my sin, to die on the cross of Calvary, for you can have the access to God, to His presence, clean like white, and no judgment will come in your life if you prepare to meet Him. The wages of sin, they are dead. You cannot do nothing on your own. You cannot do anything on your own. And not pastors and not churches and not ministers and not president and not political men. They are able to take you there. No one. But in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one will come to my Father except through me. Let me say this again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one will come to my Father except through me. Jesus said that. You can read on your own. John 14:6. It's important. It is important. Salvation is found only in the name of Jesus. Amen. Salvation is found only on the name of Jesus. Acts 4:12. Salvation is come only on the name of Jesus. There is no other way on this world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whoever believe in Him and trust in Him and give his life to Him and prepare to meet Him, it is the glory of God. But the important thing is that you need to do personally the confession. I cannot do it for you. You can come to church and you're looking good, okay? But you need to confess that Jesus is the Lord of your life. You come to before the throne of God and say, Lord, I give you my sin. But Pastor, I'm shy to do public. I might do private when nobody see me. Let me say something very important to you. If you shy for the Lord Jesus, He will shy from you before His Father. Yeah. It is important that this morning we do that confession, that we invite Jesus into our life and give our life to Him. And we say, Lord, I'm giving my life. I'm stringing my life in relationship with You. And I want to live with You. I want to walk with You every day of my life. I want to meet You as a Gloria. I want to meet You as a, You say, You're my Savior. I want to meet You. I want to embrace You. I want to sit on Your side. I don't want to judge by You. I want to give my life and my sin to You. And that's why Jesus is here this morning, to give you the opportunity to do that. In Romans chapter 3:23, He's telling us that we all sin. We all are short of the glory of God, and we need to confess our sin. Yeah, but Pastor Tony, you know, I'm okay. I don't do anything wrong. I don't rob anybody. I don't say any liar. Let me tell you something. There is nothing to do with your style of life. If you do good things or you do bad things, it is going to matter with you that you confess it with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord of your life. That's the important thing it is. It's nothing else. You need to prepare to meet your God. You will meet Him one day. How should we prepare, Pastor Tom? How should we prepare? And again, the answer is very simple. For us to meet God, we can't meet Jesus in our sin. Hello? We can't meet our God with our sin. We need true faith. Let me say that clear. True faith. True faith through Jesus. We have the opportunity this morning to prepare our life and to give our life to the Lord Jesus. If something happening to us in tomorrow or today or next year or in 20 years or in 50 years or 100 years, we are ready to meet our King, the King of a King, the glory of a glory. We are ready to do that. Because it's the hour or the day you don't know. And nobody knows. Only my Father on the heaven knows. Jesus said in John 1, the Apostle John 1:7 said, the blood of Jesus cleanses all your sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses all your sin. God loves you so much that He give His life, He give His only gift He have, His Son, to die on the cross of Calvary. And you know, Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 1:6-7, he said, God, we needed to accept Him through the blood of Jesus, because if He give us sin according to the riches of glory, He'll give into us the salvation of their soul, that we meet the Lord Jesus. They're very important. They're very important that we meet the Lord Jesus as a Savior, not as a judge. Amen. As a Savior, not as a judge. Amen. As a Savior, not as a judge. God loves you so much that He did everything He can for you. When you give your life to Jesus, you acknowledge the Lord Jesus, and you confess your sin, and you invite Jesus into your life, you have the entire eternity with God's presence. You know, the Bible is telling us, not just the heaven, it's telling us the hell. That when you go before the presence of Jesus, when you go before the throne, when you go before the judgment, it will be tears because they will not recognize you. And you will be separated from the presence of God forever, for an entire eternity. And let me say this, that the Bible said that you can recognize even member of your family or member of your family in the presence of the Lord. They is there, but they're not being recognized by Jesus. The Bible said that we cry because we see the judgment. But the glory of God said that they will dry our tears with this presence. Unfortunately, you're not responsible for anyone's soul. You can make your own decision. And this morning, I will give you the opportunity to do that. It don't really matter if you've gone to church or not. It don't really matter if you've been to church for the rest of your life. it is important that you're doing the decision, that you prepare your life, that you don't know the day, you don't know the hour when your time is coming, but your life can be prepared to Jesus. You can say, Lord Jesus, here I am. This is my sin. Take it away from me and write my name on your book of life. When you do that, you prepare to meet the Lord Jesus anytime it happening. Anytime is happening. Anytime is happening. When I die, I don't want anybody you to cry. I want you to rejoice because I am with my Savior. I am with my Savior. Important thing, I prepare my life for meet my Savior. I give him my life 40 years ago unto the Lord. But then let me tell you something. It's a process that needed to continually. I needed to continually to be in relationship with the Lord Jesus. Amen. We needed to be continually in relationship with the Lord Jesus.